From Spark and Anvil and Riddle Realm, this is Jumble, in Chapter 1 of the Riddle Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Jumble bounced around Riddle Realm in a coat sewn all over with little letter tiles, and he loved nothing more than shaking them up and seeing what fell out. He was a quick, cheerful creature, and his letter tiles could slide and rearrange. He'd take a word, listen, give a little shake, and the very same letters would settle into a new word, silent. Same letters, every one of them, just in a new order. He'd show a word that read the same backward as forward, level, race car, and grin. The marvel was that he never added anything. Every letter was there the whole time. The puzzle was only in seeing them anew.
You made a different word out of the same letters, a young solver said. Every letter was already there, Jumble said, shaking his tiles happily. My name is Jumble. I keep the letter riddles, anagrams, palindromes, hidden words. He rearranged tiles into tiles, then into islet. An anagram shuffles the letters into a new word. A palindrome reads the same both ways. A hidden word tucks inside a bigger one. The letters never lie and never hide off stage. They're all right in front of you, in plain sight. Cryptic, the mentor, watched as a young solver said, "But I stared at it forever and couldn't see it."
"And that's completely fine," Jumble said warmly. "Here's the lovely thing about letter riddles. You're never missing a piece. Everything you need is right there on the table. You're not lacking some secret knowledge or some special brain. You just have to keep shuffling until you see it." He gave his tiles a shake. "Some people see an anagram in a blink. Some take ages. The time it takes doesn't measure anything about you. The letters are equally there for everyone. That's the fairest kind of puzzle there is." The young solver brightened. "So I'm not bad at it. I just hadn't shuffled enough yet." "Exactly," Jumble said. "Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Then aha." "Everyone's aha is just as good, whenever it comes."
Cryptic asked Jumble to join the realm. "Solvers think being slow at anagrams means they're not smart," he said. "Would you show them the letters are fair for all?" Jumble agreed, tiles rattling with joy. When he teaches, he shows solvers how to make letter riddles, find a word, list its letters, and shuffle for another hiding inside, or build a word that mirrors itself. "Always make sure your anagram really uses every letter, exactly once," he says. "No sneaking letters in or out. A fair shuffle uses just what's there." A young solver discovered that Earth rearranges to heart, same five letters, and lit up. "They were the same letters all along." "They always are," Jumble said. "That's the secret of the whole game. You're never missing anything. You just turn what you have until it shows you something new."
After the lesson, Jumble sat with the young solvers, idly shuffling his letter tiles into little words and back again, content. For a long time, Jumble had worried that his puzzles made quick shufflers feel brilliant and slow shufflers feel dumb, as if the speed of an aha were a scoreboard of cleverness. He'd wondered if his game quietly ranked people. But shuffling his tiles in the easy evening, watching solvers fast and slow all reach their own delighted aha, Jumble understood his game ranked no one. Every letter was always on the table, for everyone, equally. No one was ever missing a piece. The only difference was time, and time wasn't worth. A quick aha and a slow aha were exactly the same joy, arriving on their own schedule. A warm, rattling contentment settled through his tiles. His game wasn't a scoreboard. It was an open table where the answer was always, fairly, right there. And he shuffled star into rats, into arts, into tars, grinning, glad.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Jumble. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.